welcome to the broadcast with Amanda, Shandy, and Colleen. My name is Colleen.
My name is Amanda.
And I'm Shandy.
And welcome to the show, everybody. It is episode 113, season 3, episode 23. And it's also our last original episode of 2018.
Yay! What a story it was.
Which, I guess, trying to see if there's any cool math things with this. one, 1, 3 could look like 1, 8, and 3, 2, 3 when you add them together is 8. I don't know. I got nothing.
Yeah.
Oh. Whatever. But anyway, happy last episode, woo, of the year.
It's my best, like, Charlie Brown chorus.
That was pretty good, actually.
Yeah.
Very nice. All about hollowing out your cheeks. Yeah. Getting the right sound. Think of your mouth as like a piccolo.
Sure.
Sure. I don't know.
That's all
a weird
for a
couple of days, guys.
I don't know who spacey. You're telling. I had random snow days. We had like 9 inches of snow here or something crazy like that.
Yeah.
Oh my God. The news this morning made it seem like it was like the apocalypse.
Well, luckily in North Carolina, it gets pretty warm. So it was 40 degrees yesterday and like 43 degrees today. So I'm not, most of it, you know, kind of had not melted because there's still a good 4 or 5 inches out there, but it wasn't like treacherous conditions yesterday or today, by the end of yesterday and today. But yeah, it was the only bummer about it was it happened on a Sunday. And to me, snow is useless unless it is a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday.
Fair.
Like, get the fuck out of here with your being stuck in the house when I don't have to go to work anyway.
I don't know. I think there's something nice about like a snow day on a Sunday, because then it's like, well,
now
I super don't have to be productive at all.
No.
I could just sit here in pajamas all day and I like really have nothing to do and I can't feel bad about it.
I respectfully disagree.
I think our high strung strings in a different way.
Probably.
I will say, like, growing up in Montana, we never had any snow days, so it didn't really matter. It's like, well, if it snows on a Monday or Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday or Friday, you just go to school anyway.
Yeah.
And you have to worry about getting there and going outside. And yeah.
We didn't always have a lot of snow days when I was growing up back in my day in New York. I think they probably get more snow days now. Maybe the snow is, I don't know.
Like, we got a lot of snow days. They would like preemptively call snow days sometimes, and then you'd wake up and there'd be no snow, but it's like, I can't take it back.
Yeah, well, that's what they do here. That's what they do here. That's not what they do on Long Island, at least. On Long Island, like, my mom would have to wake up at 5 a.m. and watch the news or wait for like the PTA phone call chain to go through to tell you that there was no school. Very rarely that I can remember, and maybe I'm wrong, but maybe like Lori is from Long Island listening right now, or any of our other Long Island listeners can tell me how it goes down nowadays. But I remember like we would go to sleep and not know. And then sometimes it would be like, yay, 2 hour delay for, you know, a foot of snow. And sometimes we'd, you know, have to go in because they're really good about icing the salt in that shit the night before.
Yeah. We would just have to go come hell or high water. We had one snow day in my entire growing up, and it wasn't even for snow. It was for ice.
Oh, well, ice is pretty dangerous.
Which sucks. Yes.
We had that once where like a water main froze and broke or something. And so like they had to cancel school.
Nice. <Yay! laughs> Well, this was like pre-broadcast time, but it was during the tribe time when I broke my wrist Christmas 2016.
Ah.
So yeah. I fractured my wrist like over here falling down the stairs. And
ouch.
Now I have experience during weather sometimes like that.
Oh, no.
Achy.
Oh, we got the old trick wrist.
Well, why does that happen? Because it hurts so bad I don't generally take anything when it hurts. I just kind of like shrug it off. But it's hurt so bad, like Saturday, Sunday, Monday, today, Tuesday, that I took Advil a couple of times. And today it was so bad that I couldn't, like, control the stroller, like, to close the stroller, like, with this hand. Like, I couldn't, like, squeeze it.
Damn.
I think it's, like, scar tissue and stuff.
Really?
But it's, like, even though it heals, like, there's still, like, you know, it's not 100% from what it was. Like, you still have, like, residual.
I figured that it had something to do with, like, the inflammation with the pressure, but yeah. I don't know. Is there a doctor out there that can tell me? Because I really am curious about this.
Yeah. I mean, all my joints have always hurt when it snows. More so in the snow than in the rain.
Interesting.
And I always just attest it to that. Like, you know, former injuries, mm-hmm. like, there's still a little bit of, like, scar tissue, and which causes more extra inflammation. But again, I am no doctor. So if there's a doctor that can actually provide the proper science for it, please do.
Oh, my God. Okay, one more thing about the rain. This is actually funny, and I can't believe that I didn't lead with this, because I was telling Jay on Sunday, I was like, man, I just have this weird thing going on with my wrist. It hurts so badly. And my watch or my phone, like Siri, out of nowhere goes, I really don't know what to say to that.
Whoa. She's concerned, but she doesn't know how to help.
Whoa. Well, no, it was she thought that I had, you know, fatigued my wrist doing something.
No. Are you sure that's what she meant?
Oh.
I think I think Siri was getting cheeky with me.
Interesting.
It made me laugh. I was going to tweet it, and then I got distracted, because I'm easily distracted.
Saucy minx.
Yeah. How was your weekends? What are your Christmas plans, or holiday plans, rather? What are you guys doing to close out your year?
What am I doing? Well, I watched, Daniel was a good sport, and he watched Love Actually with me last night.
Oh, did you do the Alamo Drafthouse thing?
No, we just watched it here in the living room.
Cool.
Still good. Yeah, we've been watching a lot of Christmas movies. I think neither one of us are terribly in the spirit this year. So, like, we've been trying to, like, force ourselves into it by, like, watching holiday movies.
Nice. There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, it helps a little.
I'm sorry you're not fully in the spirit.
Yeah, it's an off year.
It happens.
We didn't get a tree. I feel very, like, Grinchy this year. We didn't get a tree. And I feel like at this point, it doesn't make sense to.
Yeah.
And I feel like I just don't feel good about that.
You could still get a tree. We haven't
We're gone this weekend. And then we leave for the holidays next weekend. So we wouldn't be around to enjoy the investment of our tree. So
you should just get a little tree.
That's true. You get a little Charlie Brown.
Yeah.
But then the cat
is here alone. At Trader Joe's.
Yeah, that's true. But then the cat is going to be here all alone with the tree.
Oh, that's
and he's been
good.
So bad lately. He's been, like, up on the sink, up on the counter. Today, I caught him on the counter.
A sink-pissing cat?
A sink-pissing cat. Thankfully, not pissing, but just sitting in it. Just sitting in the sink. But, like, I caught him on the counter this evening while I was eating dinner. I had, like, shredded some cheese because I made, like, pizza toast for dinner, like the adult that I am.
What's wrong with that?
And he was, like, licking the cutting board and the knife that I had on the cutting board.
Oh, yeah. Captain.
Yeah. Can't leave that alone with the tree.
Power.
If he's doing that with sharp objects.
Oh, yeah, man.
So yeah. Ooh. I don't know.
Party foul, man.
Yeah, I hope he doesn't have, like, worms or something. He's been acting very out of character.
Does he have
very bad.
Does he have, like, a UTI or something?
No, he's just been being really bad.
Oh, sorry.
I don't know. I have. If there's any cat whisperers out there, I'd love someone to come do a psychic reading on my cat.
Oh my God, that would be amazing. That would be my favorite segment that we've ever done, just preemptively. Oh,
right. Yes. If someone could do that, I feel like it would A, really help me, and B, it would really help the entertainment value of the show.
Yes.
Totally.
So, you are completely universe. Right. Please, let's do that. Okay. Oh my God. Let's make that happen for a 2019 goal. I'm going to write that down. Resolutions. Cat psychic.
Oh my God, that'd be amazing.
We will also accept a cat psychiatrist.
Yeah, that too.
Just somebody to diagnose shit with your cat.
Right. Eastern and Western medicine. We'll take either. We're open-minded here.
We are. We'll even take both.
Yeah, we can take both.
We'll do it both ways.
Second opinions are very important in these matters.
So are you going to Connecticut for Christmas or?
Oh, gosh. I am going all over.
Oh, boy.
For Christmas. So I fly out the Friday before Christmas. We're going down to Nashville. Spend a couple days with Daniel's family. And then, because I'm not quite ready yet to do Christmas not with my family, I'm getting on a plane at 6:20 in the morning on Christmas Eve to fly to New Haven, Connecticut.
Oh, wow.
And then I'll do a few days there, and then I'll come back to the city. But that's why we're not taking the cat, because
that's a lot of traveling for the cat.
And I'm not going to fly with him. That just seems like the worst idea ever.
Well, can your parents take your cat before you leave for Nashville? And then you just take the cat back on the train with you?
When would I get it out there? Get it out there. Him.
He's a living, breathing human thing.
He's
get
not
it
a human,
out there
but you
was,
know what I mean.
Was perfect
cat. You know what I mean. So no, we have a lovely pet sitter. They're really the sweetest. They send like little, they have like an app and they like send us, I think I've talked about it before. They like send you pictures every day about how the cat's doing and like how much love and attention they gave them. And
nice.
Yeah. So he'll be in great hands. And good. I think again, in the theme of Captain is an asshole, he, when I take him to Connecticut and there's no barrier between like the sleeping room and him, he's not a good bedfellow.
Oh,
so yeah, like we have like a scat mat for when we're here, but in like Connecticut I don't bring it, so he's he gets all in my face and I don't get a good night's sleep. So I think it's the best. It's the best for everyone. He's gonna have a nice quiet Christmas here while we're off gallivanting.
Good. Very nice. Cool.
Yeah.
What are you doing, Shiny Pants?
So we are going to my brother's in-laws, which is where we usually go for Thanksgiving, but we didn't end up going there for Thanksgiving.
Pie. Oh my God, what is their Christmas pie?
Well, I'm very excited to find out. It'll be our first Christmas there. I think it will probably be similar to Thanksgiving, but with trees and, you know, all that stuff. So I'm assuming there will be a sort of equal amount of pie.
You like
my brother and his wife and their son are going too. So that should be really fun. There's this really fucking cute town near where they live that's like an old sort of like Western mining town that's like really well preserved, and they have this big like Christmas market throughout December, and when we're there at Thanksgiving we're always there just a little bit too early for it, so we're going to be able to go to that, so that will be really fun. And then we're going to my friend's wedding in Boise on December 28th.
Very exciting.
Yeah, it is very exciting. We were originally planning on going to France, and so we wouldn't have been able to go to the wedding. And then the tickets were just insane. So we kind of decided on this as an alternative, and it's sounding like a really fun alternative. So we'll road trip it up to Boise and get to go to my friend's wedding, and then figure out from there, like, if we want to drive around a little bit more. Like, it's not that far from Missoula. But anyway, yeah, I'll be taking off 2 weeks. So
good for you.
Yeah, we'll have some time to go around. I'm very excited for that. In the meantime, speaking of my brother that I will see in a couple of weeks, when he was here for Frank's naturalization ceremony, we were like having drinks and stuff, and he like had like a beer, and then I was like, oh, do you want another one? And he was like, no, I'm good. And he explained that now, like for the past like couple of months, every time that he has, or most of the time that he has like even one beer, he has like an immediate headache. And I was like, dude, that, and this is like a beer lover. Like he used to brew beer and everything. Like that is fucking terrible. I am so sorry. And then over this last weekend, on Friday, actually, I was at home hanging out with my roommate, and we were catching up on The Good Place, and I had a total of 2 beers. And for the second beer, it was like instant headache.
Got into your head.
Like, oh no. Yeah. I was like, is this happening to me?
Was psychosomatic.
Oh my God. Okay. Now we also need a psychic or a psychiatrist for Shandy.
Well, but no. So the second beer, so I drink a lot of IPAs, and the second beer I had was a double IPA. And
oh, so it was like 12%. Like,
right. Right. No, I was asking around, and apparently that's a thing that happens to some people with IPAs. And that's what I've been drinking like pretty much exclusively for like years. It's my favorite type of beer. But I think my body might be rejecting it now. So I went to a friend's birthday on Sunday and had just one beer because it was at a brewery. Mm-hmm. And I sort of went the opposite of IPA. Mm-hmm. And I was totally fine.
Interesting.
But I think my body's saying no to my favorite beer. So that's been my thing. So tonight I'm like not having any, because like all the beer that I have at home is like IPAs.
Yeah, that's all I like too.
Which, yeah, I don't like IPAs. Yeah. But I have an interesting thing that I don't know if it'll help you, but one of my coworkers who I was talking to this week turns out is allergic to hops.
Oh,
so
that is
maybe
my worst nightmare.
Yeah. If you are drinking like something that is the opposite of an IPA that's really low on hops,
mm-hmm.
maybe
super creamy. Yeah. I don't like the idea of having allergies to anything, but I mean, what do you do? So I don't know. We'll see. But
thoughts and prayers, Shandy. That's horrible.
It's you know, I was thinking about it though, like when my brother told me this, and then when I was like experiencing this and just like thinking about like drinking just in general, and like we like alcoholism is in our family, like, you know, and it was kind of this thing where like, okay, like, you know, when we were younger, like it could kind of go either way, like I'm predisposed to be 50% more likely than normal people to become an alcoholic. And now it's like, you know, the older I get, the more my body's like actively just like rejecting, like, nope.
I think that's just called getting old.
Well, you would think, but like it's, you know, just the biology of it. It's
right.
Interesting.
I know what you mean.
I'm very thankful that it didn't go the other way. But
maybe try taking a Claritin and then drink the beer.
I mean, or just not drink the beer. Like, that's just not drink the beer.
I know. You notice how Amanda and I were like, how can you still drink the beer?
Only because it brings you enjoyment and you're not abusing it. You're talking about having a beer that you enjoy.
Well, I do like other styles of beer. It's not like that's the only style I like at all. It's just the one that I like the most.
Right. So, I understand. Like, if I had to do it, I could do like a blonde or something. Kind of.
Yeah, blonde's not my favorite, but like I like some stouts. I had this like, it was like a cream was in the name, and it was just like so light that it almost didn't taste like a beer, but it was really creamy and pretty good. It's not quite the same satisfaction, but you know, with anything, like once you get used to it.
Yeah. Oh, I love me the stouts, the porters, the browns. That's that's my happy place.
Okay. I mean, I like them enough. Yeah. That, like, I could probably lean into that a little bit more, but anyway, so I'm drinking wine right now.
Well, that's me too. I generally don't, like, I had not been drinking as much wine, but, I mean, when you got this
glass.
I know. And in January, I get to switch to the big snowman glass.
Nice. Meanwhile, I'm drinking out of like a water glass.
it looks like a hotel water glass.
Right. It's one of the jars that, if anyone's familiar with like French mustard, a lot of times will come in this kind of jar. Like there was mustard in here before. And so when you finish the mustard, you have like a glass.
How very Italian of you to drink your red wine out of a jar.
That is very Italian.
Very Italian of you.
Well, people do it in France a lot. I mean, they like keep them for the glasses, and then you have like the whole set. And it reminds me of my father-in-law.
That's really cool.
Oftentimes, it is a pretty glass. Yeah, for your like table wine when you're having dinner, not like when you're having people over, and you know. Right. But
Speaking of jars that you drink out of, did you guys, when you were a kid, have the jelly jars that had the dinosaur cartoons on them?
Maybe. That sounds familiar.
Yeah. I can't remember the brand of jelly, but like, and it was very specific, and there was like six or seven different ones, and they all had like dinosaurs on them, and you would save them and reuse them for like kids' drinking glasses. And I freaking loved those things.
I'm Googling it right now. Oh, it was Welch jelly?
Ah, that makes sense.
Yeah, that sounds familiar. Yeah.
Vintage Welch.
Right. Yeah. Welch's dinosaur jelly glasses. Yep, that's the ones.
All right, listen.
I like the Charlie Brown ones, too.
Jay Glatfelter, I know you're listening to this right now, and you're like, ooh, something new I can collect that's old? No. Shut it down now.
Is it that it's old, or is it that it's from our childhood?
Both.
They're functional, though. I mean, you could use those.
Yeah, totally. I got my mustard jar here. Same.
Look how pretty Shandy's mustard jar looks.
Shandy's mustard jar is pretty, pretty.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's got that lovely like blue rim around the bottom. Yeah, it's lovely.
Yeah.
Anyways, I'm just going to New York for Christmas, and then we're coming back here for New Year's, and we are maybe doing our New Year's Eve plan. Do you guys remember? I have told you what it is before.
No.
Okay. So there's a Wahlburgers. Right. So we were going to stay downtown, overlook the acorn drop.
Yes.
And we're not going to eat at Wahlburgers anymore because Jay ate there and he's like, it is horrible. So we're going to plan B that. But we're totally going to do some kind of tribute to, you know, Donnie Wahlberg and Jenny McCarthy, my favorite New Year's Eve couple. And stay downtown maybe for the ball drop. It's at 7. It's an acorn drop. And it's at 7 for the kids. And then, you know, we'll put them to sleep. And then hopefully the hotel is, like, you know, easy enough that even if we don't face, like, outside, we could, like, step into the hallway and, like, find a window that does face outside and watch the Raleigh ball drop. I mean, the grown-up ball drop at midnight. So, I don't know. We might do that. I booked it, 10 months ago when it first came open, because I was like, you know, it's me. So I have, I think, up until like December 30th at like midnight to cancel it. So it'll play it by ear. Speaking of ears, Alex is on ear infection number 3 now. So he might need tubes by the time New Year's Eve comes around. And in that case, we won't be doing that. But again, we'll play it by ear, his ear and our ears. Good times. That's about it. I had a moment because I know that we have in the past 2 years talked about making our Christmas cards, our holiday cards, rather. I finally made my holiday cards last night. I did them.
Did you make them for 2000XX?
I did not. Well, at first I forgot to change the name of the family at the bottom.
Still a classic
family name.
Classic.
Well, luckily, I noticed it because I may have created like 3 or 4 or 5 different cards because I didn't like the first one and I couldn't pick.
Yeah.
So I was like, let me just waste 2 hours doing this. And then at 12:15 in the morning, I went back and I picked the very first one that I had done like, you know, two hours earlier.
Yes, I totally get that. It was like, Merry Christmas from the Smiths.
From the O'Briens.
Yeah. Luckily, I think it now. Because I stared at the, because they give you like the PDF proofs on Staples. Uh-huh. And because I use the Staples Groupon because it's like the best. But yeah, luckily I stared at the proofs so many times that I realized that I was like, wait a second.
Wait a minute. That's not our last name.
It's like red eye removal. 2000, insert the actual year, and now I have, I think I've changed the name. Make sure that it's from you.
Enough vowels in that last name. That can't be ours.
Yeah, right. Pretty much. Anyway, all right. We have a ton of feedback, so.
Yes, we do.
In the spirit of the season, do we want to just get to it?
Well, when do you want to do the New Year's resolution, speaking of which?
Oh, let's do a New Year's resolution. Oh, when do you want to do them? Generally, we do it at the end, right?
Yeah, I was going to say, that's a nice way to close out
the show. It's a nice way to wrap
it up. Yeah.
That's what she said. Yes, I know, Matt. But, okay. Yeah, I guess we'll just get started.
Okay.
All right, we'll start with some farting in your facey back. A bit of hashtag Matt-splaining. I must give credit where it's due regarding bad sex in fiction. They come from Literary Review. There are some more quotes here, and he links to literaryreview.co.uk/bad-sex-in-fiction-award. And I can link to that in the show notes as well. He says, also, it's fun knowing James Frey trying to be James Joyce was coming up when Shandy was complaining about punctuation in the other passages. case you forgot, James Frey was the guy who wrote the bogus memoir that Oprah uncovered.
Oh, is that Million Little Pieces? Is that the one?
Yes.
With like the hand that looked like it had all like the
spiky things.
Yeah, like the not sprinkles, but like the round ball ones.
Yes. Mike posted a picture of his Team Science mug and said, listening for science, both sides of science. with his hipster coffee maker on the back. Dennis says, apologies to Toby Keith. Now, a red Solo cup is the best receptacle. Okay, so I feel like we need to maybe play the actual song, like a clip of it, because I don't know how it goes. Okay. So let's see. All right, let's see. Here is the preview for Red Solo Cup. Oh, I guess it's the whole thing. We're doing the first 30 seconds, guys.
Now, Red Solo Cup is the best receptacle for barbecues, tailgates, fairs, and festivals. And you, sir, do not have a pair of testicles if you prefer drinking from glass. Hey, Red Solo Cup is cheap and disposable. In 14 years, they are decomposable. And unlike my home, they are not foreclosable. Freddie Mac can kiss my ass.
All right, that is exactly 31 seconds. Okay, that was fun. I'd never heard that song before.
Oh my god, me neither.
So here are the lyrics that Dennis changed it to. Now a red Solo cup is the best receptacle for barbecue tailgates and breast pumping festivals. And Alex, you don't have a pair of testicles if you prefer drinking from glass. And if you are thirsty for breast milk from your ma, red Solo cups are cheapest at Wake County Law. But I must honestly say there might be one flaw: babies don't drink from a cup. A red Solo cup, I fill you up. Let's have a party. Let's have a party. I love you, red Solo cup. I lift you up. Proceed to the party. Proceed to party. Proceed to party.
I say hats off.
I know. Dennis. Definitely hats off to Dennis.
Awesome.
That was awesome.
Very impressive.
And then finally, we have a Matt's What She Says. That's the date I got it. Let me say this. That's the date I got it.
On top, on the right.
Being able to get in that squatting position is really thanks in no small part to yoga.
I didn't know how to do it, and then Frank pointed out to me how to do it.
I put the new one on, but it was a little bit different.
That's all we're going to do.
Oh, sorry,
Shane. We're going to tease it.
Apparently, people are still going down and doing it.
We explored a little bit around that area that we have never really gone to.
I was doing this in the afternoon as we were getting ready.
On Friday night, I had taken him into my bed with me.
I'm like sweating here.
We were up for three nights straight.
We all have to get off.
Are you in?
I had to give up my sausages. Sausage. Just one. Single sausage.
It's bigger than a pint glass.
I can taste both of them. Both of them sausages.
Both of them sausages. See, that's where the plural came in. I brought the hand pump with me.
I have new ones and they're clean.
I pumped into Solo cups.
I didn't pump as much as I usually would.
This is enough and I'm getting kind of bored.
Do you want male or female?
Once in a while they'll slide out.
I super enjoy doing these every month.
I'm all in with it.
It was worth the wait, I hope.
I really love every year when we do the bad sex stuff.
I hit on everything.
That is a good batch.
That was a good batch. That was a great way to close out 2018 worth of, or 2018's Mass What She Said haul.
Indeed.
Yes. Thank you, Matt. We're always putting those together.
Yes.
They're always a delight.
I guess now it is time for Butter Shemales. Do we want to start with voicemails?
Sure.
All righty. And go. It's loading. It's always loading. It's always loading.
It's loading.
All right, here we go. For real.
Hey, Amanda, Shandy, and Colleen. This is Maggie calling to say happy holidays, happy new year. Sad that this is the last regular broadcast of 2018, but I'm really excited for the bloopers. That's going to be hilarious.
Mm-hmm. I hope so.
I had a few things I wanted to say. I wanted to say thank you for doing the In the Dark review and stuff. That was really good. I hadn't listened to In the Dark until I had heard it on the broadcast and started to listen for the episode, and it was really good. It was kind of hard to listen to sometimes, because it got a little depressing, but it was really good. So thank you very much for that. The bad sex and fiction stuff was hilarious. I was just dying listening to that. I had a movie that I just watched tonight with some of my friends that I thought all the broads would enjoy. It's called Dumplin'. It's new on Netflix. This is Jennifer Aniston, and she's the mom, and she's a former beauty pageant winner and kind of obsessed with beauty pageants, and her daughter is not the size that you would see normally in a beauty pageant. But she decides with some friends to join, and it's about the friends and the pageant and mothers and daughters. And it's really good. I cried multiple times. There's a lot in there, body image and how you see yourself, how you carry yourself. Yeah, it's really, really good. It was just released this weekend on Netflix. It's called Dumplin'. It is based on a book, which is written by a woman. The screenplay is by a woman, and the director is a woman. So there we go. And yeah, it was really good. I'm still sort of like, oh my gosh, it was definitely some things to think about that I'm still processing, lots of body image stuff, mainly, and being confident. Oh, and it also has lots of Dolly Parton songs. Well, it's, the main character is obsessed with Dolly Parton, so, which is pretty awesome because Dolly Parton is pretty amazing.
Oh, hold please. That was a quick 3 minutes. I wasn't ready. Usually I've got this all ready to go. Hold on. Sorry. I was enthralled, Maggie. Okay. Sorry. Still loading. Story of my life. Okay.
I was rambling too much. I got lost in thought about how good Dumplin' was. And I had to be able to say goodbye. Oh, the last thing about Dumplin', it made me think of the bread, is I believe there is a character that probably would be Shandy if Shandy ever participated in a beauty pageant in this movie. So you should watch that and see if you agree with me. Because I was like, oh, that would be Shandy.
You sure it's not Shandy? But she is a professional.
So watch Dumplin' over the holiday. It's really good. Okay, I will talk to you ladies soon. Happy holidays. Happy New Year. Bye-bye.
Bye. Oh my god, that's awesome. I had heard of that because she's been doing the press rounds for Dumplin'.
Something just like flashed on one of my like medias or something with like just an image of the film.
I didn't realize that it was a Netflix thing. I thought it was in the actual theaters.
Right.
Yeah, no, I actually over the weekend I was looking on Netflix for something to watch, and I watched the preview, and it looked really good, but I just didn't feel like watching a movie, you know?
Right, it's a commitment, a movie.
Yeah, I wanted just like a show. But then I heard Maggie's voicemail and was like, well, now I have to watch it.
Yeah, I know.
Obviously.
Yeah.
I like Jennifer Aniston, so I'm down to watch it.
She puts good projects.
Hey, speaking of, doesn't The Chilling Adventures of Sabrina have a Christmas special coming out like any day now? I'm trying to find
it.
Does it now?
Yeah, there's a Christmas special. Hold on.
That's pretty exciting.
I'm so excited because Shani's right. Like, I really missed being a part of the universe once it was over.
Yes, don't you just want to, like, go back?
Yeah.
Mm. I'm having a hard time finding when to watch that show because I find if I watch it too late at night, I'm too overstimulated.
And it's terrifying.
Yeah, well, it's just like it's like I have so many other things like rattling around in my brain to like add that to it. It's a very like involved show. That's not to say I'm not enjoying it because I really am. I just am having a hard time finding the time to like really get into the groove of it.
Well, perhaps over your like Christmas travel.
Yeah, maybe I should put some on my phone and watch a few. That's a very good idea. Because yeah, I'm only like 3 episodes in, but I'm very much liking it. So I appreciate the recommendation.
It comes out on Friday, December 14th.
Oh my God, wonderful.
Nice.
Wonderful, wonderful. Something for this weekend.
Yay.
I know, I'm really excited. But anyway, back to Jack the Dumpling. I might make it a priority to try to watch this now.
Yeah, no, me too. I'm on board.
Cool. Yeah,
I'm sold.
Perhaps when we reconvene in January, we can discuss it.
Yes.
Oh, I think that's a great idea.
Yeah.
Cool.
Nice.
And anyone else who watches it over the break can write in.
Yes.
And let us know what you think.
Yes, and watch Sabrina.
Yes.
Yes.
Because, you know.
Because.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because. What better way to celebrate Thanksgiving, to celebrate Christmas than... watching a story
whatever holiday is coming
literally
up
not very Christmassy. Anyway,
it's fine.
All right.
Anyway,
we have an email from Maggie.
We do. It is about Stormy Daniels. And it says, hey, Broads, I listened to Savage Love Cast number 631, and he had Stormy Daniels on to give advice. She did a great job. Now, they didn't mention a certain someone by name, but they alluded to him. It was really good. I want her to have her own advice podcast now. I also think everyone should listen to Savage Love. Bye, Maggie. I'm thrown off because she only had one bye, not two byes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, the ring.
Wait,
I received an email about this because I guess I'm on some sort of email list and I'm super intrigued. Even though I'm like a Savage Love fan, I haven't listened to the Love Cast in at least a year. So, at some point, maybe I'll get back to it. But thanks for writing in. I mean, if anyone else, I mean, I think it's fascinating. I think it's a great choice
to put
her on.
Yeah.
I find her to be well spoken and quick witted. So I would be very interested in checking that out. I will also link to that one in the show notes. But make sure you listen to the rest of us first and then go.
Right. Yes. Don't abandon ship on us.
Also, Amanda.
Yes.
This is for you.
Okay.
Okay.
Hey, Amanda, Shandy, and Colleen. Bye-bye. 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 Bye, Felicia. Bye-bye.
I love the bye, Felicia, just for good measure.
Well, she's covering all our bases.
Why not? Covering all the possible bye-byes we might need. She's thorough, our girl. She's very thorough.
Yes.
Oh, I love it.
But anyway, yes, thank you for the advice, Maggie. And I think I might actually will. That was amazing grammar. Next, I'm going to be talking about smocking guns. Come on, you guys heard about that one, right?
I see what you did there.
Okay.
Big, thick fingers and little tiny buttons. It's typing is real hard.
I know, it is real hard.
As is the spelling, you know? It's just, it's really, when you don't read, it's hard to spell.
It is. Oh my God. Yeah. Do you see the thing that Rex Tillerson was like, well, he doesn't read, so.
Oh, snap.
That I did see.
I'm paraphrasing, but yeah, it was pretty funny. Okay.
But, yeah.
We have an email from John, and I suppose I will tag myself in on that one. Season finale email. Mid-season finale email. Thank you very much. Hey, ladies. Thanks for another fun season filled with singing, scrapbooking, and sex tapes. Here's to... Oh, sex tips.
That was a fun
sex tapes.
Slip.
You know. That was, you know, that's part of the blooper reel.
That's part of the blooper reel. All right.
Stay tuned.
Hey, ladies. Thanks for another fun season filled with singing, scrapbooking, and sex tips. Here's to many more. I thought I would help you close out the year by getting your thoughts on something I was pondering the other day.
I said it was very John.
As someone who did not have much luck with the opposite sex in his younger years, something I still struggle with today is not wanting to be with someone who I don't think would have dated me in high school or college. Because, although yes, people mature, change, and all that, I was pretty much the same guy then that I am today, and I would have issues being with someone now who I don't think would have given me the time of day had we met 10 years or so earlier. I also think this is something a lot of people who in their past have been unlucky in love struggle with. I was curious to hear your thoughts on this, including using the lens on your current relationship. Would you have dated your current partner in high school / college, or would you have been too good for them? Or maybe it works the other way around? Would they have been too good to date you? Was this something you ever struggled with? If so, how did you get past / rationalize it? Thought this might be a worthwhile topic as, like I said, I think it can affect a great deal of people at various times who have battled insecurity. Have a great holiday. May 2019 bring us everything we desire, including a certain someone whose email will probably close out this show. Looking forward to next year's This Week in Andy's Never-Ending Orgy Update emails. John. I think Andy might be looking forward to that, too. No, just
right.
Not to put orgies in his mouth. Words in his orgies in his mouth.
Well. Only if we have consent.
Only if we have consent. Yes, next season. Stay tuned, everyone. In new 2019, we have Andy spills the orgy tea after getting permission to drink it. All right. So what do you guys think about this topic?
I can go.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
You, Shandy Pass. Sorry.
In my particular relationship, if I were to look at it through this lens, things would get real creepy real fast, actually, because Frank is like 10 years older than me. So, and I met him when I was 18. So if, like, I can't go back from that. If I would have met him when I was in high school, our relationship would have been illegal. So, which brings me to my point of, I think the overall thing here that I'm seeing is, I think we all just need to live in the present. Like, I think that you're putting up potential barriers to happiness and to, like, finding somebody who you do want to be with now. If you're also, in addition to everything else that goes on in life, hypothesizing about whether or not they may have wanted to date you 10 years ago. And I will say, you say that you're the same person now that you were then. I didn't know you 10 years ago, but I would still probably beg to differ because we're all different. And I think, I mean, I would hope that we're all different. You have 10 more years of life experience behind you. So, like, I don't know that I would date myself 10 years ago. You know what I mean? Like, I've grown since then. So I want to meet people in the here and now and not in the 10 years ago. And I don't really care because if somebody wouldn't give me the time of day 10 years ago, what does that mean for now? Maybe they wouldn't give me the time of day 10 years ago because of their own insecurities. Or maybe they wouldn't give me the time of day 10 years ago because they were a dumb jock who then, like, totally changed and grew and is a different person. You know, like, there's so many things. I don't know.
I think that you hit on, John talks about the insecurity. I think that that is a great answer, and I can't add anything to that advice because I love that, living in the now. But I do think that you hit on something where with the insecurities is that I don't think John takes into account insecurities of people that are like him, but everybody can have an insecurity, even if you don't think that they do. It just manifests differently that you might have seen it as them not giving you the time of day, but it, you know, they could have been going through their own struggle because you just never know what somebody is feeling.
Yeah. 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 I don't think I have much more to add. I agree with all of that. I think if you're living your life correctly, you are always moving towards being your best possible self. And if we apply that thought process to dating, you always want, you know, you want to be the best person you are right now. And so who you are now should be better than who you were then, and should, you guys said it so much better. I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think let it go, be here in the here and now, and de-shackle yourself from your former self, because he's holding you back.
Yes, I love that.
I completely agree with that. I feel like there's a Christmas Carol joke in here somewhere.
With Marley and Marley.
Right, like it's time to
change.
Anybody can change, Scrooge, and so can you. If there's room in your heart, when you're ready to start, there's room in your heart for love, love, love.
So, yes.
I agree with you too. And I will say, as somebody who 10 years ago, I guess maybe longer at this point, 12 years ago, 10, 11 years ago, was podcasting with John and went to college with John. I can say that you don't think that you have changed from 10 years ago, you say in this email, you say that you're pretty much the same person that you have always been. You're not. You can't see it because you're like too in on it, but as somebody watching from the outside, you're not the same person that you are today. I mean, that you were back then. The person that you were back then had different beliefs than what you have now. The person that you were back then had some hang-ups that I don't believe you have anymore. The person that you were back then would not have done the experience that you wrote into us about a couple of weeks ago. So you're not the same person that you were back then. You're not. Like, you are probably going, but yes, I am, but you're not. And you just can't see that because you're, like, you know, in it.
In it.
Right. Well, and I would challenge John to flip the script. And if you think you haven't changed, maybe stop for a minute and try and focus on a few things that you might be different. Because honestly, those are probably the things that would make you more attractive to another person, because those are jewels and tidbits that you've picked up along the road and ultimately make you better. Like, theoretically, the things that you are different, that make you different now, make you different for the better.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I would just maybe try the mental exercise of just sitting for a second and taking that good hard look and seeing if you can maybe pinpoint a few of those things and just evaluate.
Yeah, like, you're braver than you were back then. You're a lot, like, looser. Not in, like, the, you know, morals way, but you know what I'm saying? Like,
I mean, that happens to all of us.
you are different. Maybe it's not 180, but you are different. You have definitely at least gone, like, to the 45, if not, what's a half of 180? 90. Math is hard.
It's so hard.
But you are. So I know it's tough with insecurity, but I think that Amanda's exercises are great. We are here if you want any other tips from that. Also, we can put you third on the list if you like to pick a psychic or a psychiatrist.
Right.
We'll sign you up after Captain and
right
Shandy.
After we do Captain, we'll move on to you.
Shandy, we're going to bump you down a little bit.
That's cool.
I'm sorry. Down. Sorry.
No, it's all good.
I forgot. We had a whole list.
Yeah. But yeah. I guess in my situation, I don't think that Jay or I would have been too good to date each other, honestly. Cause we've always been, like, somewhat equal partners in general. And I just struggled with other stuff in terms of insecurities and things that I needed to like figure out to rationalize and get past on my own. And, you know, I struggled too. I didn't really date anybody in high school or even really in college. So, you know, like I said earlier, we all have our things. We all have our things. But thank you for your email, and we would love to hear a follow-up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, moving on. We got an email from Christy.
Okay. Yes, we do have an email from Christy. And she says, "Hey, broads, just a quick couple of things. Your discussion with Brian on In the Dark Season 2 was awesome. I could have listened to you guys talk all day. I cannot stress enough how great these ladies are in their investigation and how amazing their other seasons are. Season 1 shook me, and there have been recent updates there too. So if you haven't listened, do it. Colleen, I couldn't agree more with The Dream. It really breaks down MLMs at every level and dissects their history with the law. Fascinating and clearly something that needs to be re-examined for their predatory tactics. So give it a listen. Wondering if you are catching the Bravo show for Dirty John based on the podcast of the same name. A fascinating look into the crazy of a narcissist. I think they've done a great job with it. Okay, that's it. Love you guys. XOXO, Christy." Nice.
Yeah, another recommendation for The Dream.
Yeah, got to do that. I've got to do season 1 of In the Dark.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So many things.
Yeah.
I'm subscribed.
Oh, you're subscribed. Good
That's
for you.
To the Step dream. One. Go to the podcast app.
You're better than me. I haven't even gotten that far yet. So kudos.
Dirty John. So I've listened to the podcast, and I think did we all listen to it last year? It's fucking crazy.
No, but it sounds familiar. So I think you've talked about it.
I definitely have talked about it. Like, it's crazy. I have not watched the Bravo show yet. Just I don't have Bravo, and maybe there's an app, but I figured I would figure it all out at the end. Like, you know, how to get it. But it's got Connie Britton in it and Eric Bana, so I'm sure I will enjoy it.
Yeah.
So, well, I mean, she says they found
Connie Britton do just about anything.
That's exactly. So, yeah, I will be checking that out. I'll just, you know, wait till the miniseries is done, though.
Cool.
Yeah. Oh, and thank you for the compliment on In the Dark Season 2. And thank you, I'm sorry, on our In the Dark discussion. And thank you, Maggie, for the compliment as well. Seems people really liked it. So,
it was fun to do.
I know.
I liked being a part of it.
Yes. We had a wonderful guest.
We did. We really need to have him on again.
Yes.
Yes.
Cool.
Maybe if we do In the Dark Season 1, do like a go back and then.
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes, we will. We'll talk in the off season because I have to re-listen to season 1 In the Dark. Okay,
anyway. I have to listen to it. Period. So
yeah,
same.
Yeah.
All right. So we are going to finish out our feedback section with this year in Annie's virginity, and then stick around because after that, when we close out the show, we're going to do our 2019 resolutions, which I think is Shandy's favorite segment of the year.
I think it might be too.
Because you were like all over that like weeks ago. You were like, okay, don't forget resolutions. And then last week, you were like, don't forget, we're doing resolutions. And then you had it like front and center up on the top of the outline. You were like, resolutions.
I know. I sort of loved that when I opened it. It made me smile. And maybe that's why I didn't read the rest of the outline, because just the headline was so endearing. It just warmed my heart. So.
Mm-hmm. Aww. Anyway. Okay, well, the year in Andy's virginity. Andy writes in, "Hey, broads, another year of sexual frustration is almost over. Obviously, it didn't pan out the way I'd hoped. We started the year with the end of my online dating experiment, which was mostly a failure. While that first didn't happen this year, 2018 was the year I went on my first second date. I didn't go on another date for the rest of the year, but we know in this journey to take our victories where we can get them. Ultimately, I decided not to look for dates that way and stick to being friends, which led me to getting to know my friend Alice a lot better, which has been nice. I tend to overthink, and this time of year leads to a lot of introspection. Dating, or at least getting someone to go on a date with me, has turned out to be a lot harder than I thought it would be. It's unpredictable how some pairings become a couple and others don't. That certainly makes it special when it happens, but it can be dispiriting when you can't make it work. Maybe it's just the holiday blues creeping in, but it sucks to wrap up another year with still be at this point. However, I want to leave you this year on a hopeful note because, of course, there's still hope out there. I've said before, it's not like I know every woman in the world isn't interested, and while I haven't gotten close, I still learned a lot this past year about relationships. I guess that's the bright side to this whole long wait. While it has taken a long, long time, I'm a lot smarter and more mature than I was when I was the age where most people had sex for the first time. I don't expect it to be perfect, but maybe when I take that step with the special woman, I could have a better first experience than I would have had had this journey been more typical. From Frank's first Christmas as an American citizen to Alex's first Christmas as a human, may we all have a great holiday season, and here's hoping to a great 2019. Hashtag I'm with hers, Andy.
That was a really
sorry, I'm speechless. I just love that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a really stellar last paragraph, Andy. I commend you on it.
Yeah.
That's been a really fun thing every time we have any event. It's like, oh, this is Frank's first.
Yeah.
Whatever. As an American citizen. Frank's first Thanksgiving as an American citizen. Frank's first Christmas. But yeah. I like sort of like the refocusing on the positive.
Sorry.
I think that's good perspective to no, which actually this, like the last part of your email reminded me, I think it joins up a lot with what John was saying in his email about change. And this sort of shows like the good, you know, I think change is inherently good, like change and growth. And yeah. So everything that you're saying about like, yeah, you're different as we close out the year than you were as we began the year and for better. And yeah.
Yeah. I think we can very much see your progress, Andy, and the way you still manage to keep a positive outlook, even though things aren't going the way that you thought they might. You know, as you said, you know, finding the victories where you can and really celebrating them, and just, I applaud your chutzpah. I really do. And I am so excited to see where the next year takes you.
Yes.
Agreed. All right, so I think it's time for Shandy's favorite part of the year, and that would be New Year's resolutions. So, Shandy, do you want to take it away? I will add some background music.
Oh, my God. This is beautiful. I will say Facebook did their, like, end of year thing, which you have all been probably seeing these past few days. And like as cheesy as Facebook is and whatever, it's like really nice to reflect. Like this year, there were a lot of good things. But I'm really excited for 2019 because it's an odd year. I've decided that odd years are better, so I'm very excited to ring this one in. New Year's resolutions, I would like to journal again. In 2018, I read through all of my journals, which was a wild ride. And I actually was gifted a number of journals for my birthday, I think, and maybe Christmas last year. So I have like all the journals, and I just want to actually use them. So it's kind of what happened with yoga. I like talked about it forever. I got the yoga mat, and then maybe 6 months later, I finally started. So, journal again. I also really want to send my nieces and nephews birthday presents on time. Send them, period, and then try to send them on time. In my family, we don't really do presents for like siblings and stuff. There's just too many of us. Like we don't need shit. Like it's cool.
Yeah.
We don't even really do cards for each other. And then if one person does cards, then it's like everyone else kind of feels bad. And so like we just don't really do any of that. But for the kids, it would be nice. And I just like chronically forget. But I have all their birthdays. I put them on a calendar. I now know them all. Which sounds crazy and kind of sounds like I'm a terrible person, but you know, it's a lot of things to keep track of. So this time I'll try to send them on time. And I actually started in September doing this.
Nice. That sounds
because like this has been a sort of like unspoken New Year's resolution for a number of years. And what will happen is the first nephew birthday is in February, and I'll miss that first one, and then I'll be like, well, fuck, I can't do it for the rest of them because I missed his. So like, that just wouldn't be fair.
Yeah, I have the same thing that I try to send like cards to everybody, and then I'll like randomly miss someone. I'll be like,
yeah. But finally in September, I was like, well, that's just really dumb because it doesn't matter. Like, it doesn't have to follow the calendar year. I can start now. And so I did. And I was a week late, but goddamn it, I sent my niece a little present and a card, and she liked it. And that was nice. So I would like to continue that in 2019. And then like the other thing, the one like real negative of 2018 for me was this sort of like weird falling out with a friend that's...
Yeah, you told us about that.
Yeah. It's been going on for a while, and also sort of like not even spoken as much as I would like. And we're far away like physically from each other now. So it's... I don't know. It's been like... It's been just really sort of painful. But like, I'm ready to just let it go. Like, sometimes things don't work out the way that you want them to, and like, I know that life is long and sometimes friendships wax and wane, and so it's not necessarily like the end of the end, but I need to like actively let go, because there have been periods of time where I think I've thought about it like every single fucking day, and I need to not occupy my mental space with that anymore. So that's my resolution.
Nice. I've been there where I had a very good friend, and you know, suddenly, you know, they weren't there anymore. So I understand the mourning of that.
Yeah. It's hard. Rupi Kaur actually has a really amazing poem about it, about how like we don't have like breakup songs for friendships, but it's just as painful, and so like we don't even have like this art to like...
Really? Surely Taylor Swift has something somewhere.
Well, yes, but it's not treated the same.
Well, I think, you know, Amanda is on mute. Amanda's talking, but she's not... We can't hear.
Oh. But it doesn't look like she's on mute.
It doesn't look like she's on mute. I think your microphone came unplugged, girl. I can't edit any of this out because the music is playing in the background, not...
I can see her mouth moving.
Hold on. Hold, please. Let me pause the music.
Oh, now she's
Is your thinking of...
Did it work?
Yay!
You're back. Okay, because I didn't do anything. The light was still on. I unplugged it. I plugged it back in. Light's still on.
Okay, cool.
I think it was just a weird glitchy thing.
Okay.
Okay.
Sorry. Welcome back. Okay. Resume music, everyone. This is really going to kill the level later, by the way. But whatever.
Sorry.
No, not you. Me.
No?
I should have added this in post, but whatever.
But it's nice ambiance.
It's all royalty free music, right?
It's not, but it's okay. No, nobody listens to us. It's gonna be cool. Yeah, my resolution for 2019 is to get us enough listeners that people will actually care when we start playing soundtracks.
That we need to put a lawyer on staff.
We have one, Brian.
That's right.
Right.
But anyway.
Okay.
I felt like you wanted to make a joke about Taylor Swift.
Oh, right. Oh, it wasn't one of my better jokes. I just said...
So what you're saying is that the universe really muted you.
Right. Is she really the type of... Yeah, before she smited me for talking ill of her.
No, that's
I just said something to the effect of that. Is that really the type of song that would really soothe your broken soul?
Good time.
Yeah,
but no, Shannon, I know how you feel, and it's a hard thing to get over because I still miss my friend that I don't talk to anymore. I still miss my friend all the time, but me.
Yeah, no, I'm like kind of in the early throes of that. So your resolution rings very true for me, and I hope I can get to the same place of peace.
Yeah, same.
Or because, resolution or something. But yeah, it's very
the first. The first part of the, like...
This is, like, the most depressing resolutions ever.
We'll get better. We'll get better. Hills and valleys.
But I'm journaling and giving presents. Right. Yeah. No, but it's... I mean, it's depressing, but it's also, like... I don't know. It's just life, and it's also... And it gives me life to, like, think about... It's all sort of, like, refocusing on the positive, and like, I mean, this kind of like goes back into like why I want to send stuff to my nieces and nephews for their birthdays. Like, I want to like reconnect in a stronger way to the things that are meaningful and, you know, they're like important in life. And, you know, if like the sort of death of a friendship, when you're to the point where you've like analyzed and overanalyzed what you could have done a million times and there's nothing that you can do,
yeah,
then, you know, when you're to that point, then you need to let it go so that you can free up again my mental space, my emotional space, to focus on other things that are going to bring
me go.
I am one
with the wind.
You can't change what you did in the past. You can only change how you react to things in the future.
Totally. And I don't think there was anything to change in the past. Like, I don't.
Well, yeah. That's good.
Well, there we go.
I have lots of regret in this life of mine. There's lots of things I would change.
It's like this situation in particular. There have been other things where I'm like, I really shit the bed on that, and I should have done this, that, or the other. But for this one, I'm like, I don't actually feel like.
Right.
So
sometimes
so
you
what
just
do you do?
Have to do. It is what it is.
Yeah, it is what it is.
And you move on and you like reconnect with the people who are actually there for you. And
exactly.
I don't know. Like, maybe you start a coven. Maybe you don't. You know,
start a coven.
Definitely start a coven.
So right. that's for me for 2019. What about you guys?
Amanda, do you want to go next or?
Sure.
All right. Hold on. Let me cue up some more music.
Okay.
Yes. Let me cue up some more wine.
I'm trying to find some more space on this chair. Cheers. Big
cappy cap.
Badass. Okay. Are you ready?
Oh, we're ready. We're rolling.
Okay. Yeah, I guess to continue on the downer train, I feel like I've kind of this year lost a lot of the sort of core values of who I want to be. So I hope in 2019 I want to get back in touch with those parts of myself that I've always really valued, and I feel like I've kind of lost along the journey this year. It was just a very trying year for me, and I think I used that as an excuse to not be my best self. And I am tired of making excuses. And so more journaling, more yoga, more radical self-care, to borrow a line from some friends of the pod. So there's that. I think on a more upbeat, and I've kind of started it, but I want to continue it into the new year, of when I'm out in the world and I see something that makes me think of someone, to get that thing and send it to them.
I like that.
I think no one is ever sad to receive a little trinket in the mail or in person. So, and if that's something I can do to help brighten someone else's day and myself, I think that's something I definitely want to pursue. And so I want to take some classes, just like any classes. My company does a reimbursement, and I've never taken advantage of it. So I want to learn some new things in 2019.
Do it.
Yeah.
That's really great.
Yeah.
I don't want to interrupt, but what you were saying just before made me wonder if you want to open up your thing.
Oh yeah. I could.
Speaking of sending people things when something makes you think of them.
Well, what, I had it here just in case, because I wasn't sure if we were going to do a live reveal or not. So I do have it here. So let's see here. Hold on. Oh crap! I think I opened it on the wrong side.
While you're opening it, I will do my resolutions then. Okay. So my resolutions for 2019 are. I in the vein of what Shandy was saying, I would like to blog more. I had a pretty good streak going when I was home on maternity leave, but then, you know, I went back to work and it kind of fell to the wayside. I would like to go back and do that more. I want to strive to be continue to be a better mother, spouse, person in general in 2019. I think that I've done a pretty good job. Last year, my resolution, because we did a live show last year, it was 12-12. It was the 69 show.
This
year was not 69.
Right? No, it was not. As Amanda said earlier, it was the Doug.
I did it really fast. It's been a
stressful
week at work.
It was the Roy Moore, Doug Jones election that we were all watching.
Oh my God.
Oh, right.
Yep, 12-12. So, yeah, we had a crazy, not crazy, but like we, you know, had an eventful live show to finish the year last year, I guess.
Every time I think this has been a fast year, I'm reminded of something like that that seems so far away.
I know, exactly, right? I think 2019 was definitely an oddly paced year. Like, I can't believe Alex is going to be a year old in 2 months. Like, that's crazy to me.
That is crazy.
But at the same time, I'm like, oh my God, it's almost 2019 and Donald Trump is still president. Like, how is this still happening? Like, what is going on here? I'm saying a lot, and I'm doing that because I know that I can't edit it out because I've got the music playing. But
so choose your words.
Choose my words wisely.
I'm like the ummest of like.
I'm like the ummest, like.
You know, right?
I'd like to start more projects and work harder at work. Next year, I would like to do something for us, the broadcast in general, that will help us like grow and expand more. I want to do that thing in Nashville. If that doesn't work out for some reason, I'd like to try to find more things to do that. To you know, because I think we have a good show, so I'd like more people to hear it. What else? I don't know. I feel like I'm for the first time ever, I'm closing out a year like in a good spot, and I would like to just keep it going. And I'd like to do a lot. I would like to do more community service next year. I think that's I've got my own shit under control.
Yes.
I'd like to give back.
That's great.
Love that.
So. Yeah, that is my goal for next year, is to do a little bit more community service and to read at least one book next year.
It's all about feasible goals.
Okay, so that's my resolutions.
Great.
Amanda, did you want to close out the show by finishing your resolutions? And did you finish?
I did.
Okay.
Yeah. I feel like again, keeping them manageable for myself. I feel like that's enough to work on. You know?
And I would you want to close out the show by opening our Christmas present from Shandy.
I do.
And I'm not going to lie, I haven't even thought about Christmas presents for anybody beyond my nieces and my kids.
Like, I'm the person that has to like schedule reminders to actually send out a present for my own family members. Like, I think we've talked about this before. I don't usually do presents for friends, and like it's too much of a financial burden, it's too much of a mental burden. I don't expect anyone to give me gifts, but in the spirit of what Amanda was saying, like when you see something that reminds you of someone,
That's so cool.
Isn't that cool?
Hey.
So cool. It's our own wax seal.
Oh my gosh. I'm going to add to my resolutions to send more
thank you cards,
notes and cards, yes, and letters in the mail so that I can, yes, use this awesome gift. Yes. This is so cool.
I'm glad you like it. If you guys ever need more wax, just let me know. I discovered this wonderful paper shop in town and like got myself some fancy, you know, paper and stuff when I started writing letters again to my cousin, and they had those wax seals, and I got one for myself, like with an S, and I just love the shit out of it. So every time I send anything, although I forgot to stamp your guys's cards with it.
That's okay. I would have kind of given it away.
I think you
I still wouldn't have ever thought that this was a gift I would ever receive in my life, and I'm so thankful for it. Oh my gosh, I can't wait to start sending things in the mail. Yeah.
It's really fun, and I think it adds just like a really cool touch.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Great gift. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
Thank you, Shani. It's really cool, and I can't wait to start using it.
Yay.
Cool. Merry Christmas to you all. God Yay. Bless us, everyone.
And stay tuned for my gift in the new year, because...
But please don't feel obligated. Like, it's not...
Yeah, no.
I know.
Well, thank you so much, though.
Yes.
Yay! All right. Speaking of thank you to the patrons. We love you guys, too. Yes. Our Patreon Secret Santa has, you know, it's in full swing, so yay! But yeah, so thank you guys, as always, and especially thank you to Ed the Creepy Mailman, Tack from Tokyo, Maggie the Magnificent, Joanne with a Plan, and Eckhart Rickner. Thank you guys so, 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 so much. As always, you know, and thank you to everybody who has listened to us for the year. Please tell your friends about us. Help me get my resolution off the ground. give them the In the Dark episode. People liked that one.
Yes.
We could totally make that a thing. But thank you again, everybody for listening to us this year. Really appreciate it. Stay tuned for the bloopers show next week, which I've got to figure out how I'm going to do that. I had planned on doing it when I had a snow day, but oh well, didn't happen. If you'd like to shop for the holiday season through the Amazon affiliates link, that would be janejack.com/Amazon. And we would really appreciate that because that does help everybody out. If you'd like to check out some of the merchandise, and I think the patrons were supposed to give some suggestions to Jacob, and hopefully we'll make that a reality within the next couple of days. It'd be janejack.com/store. So please check that out as well. You can get your Team Science, Team Universe mug. They're awesome. All the cool hipster kids are doing it. And the uncool hipster kids are also doing it, like me. Did I get everything?
I think so.
I think so too.
Again, if you'd like to leave us a review on iTunes, we'd really super appreciate that. And I guess, you know, other than being profoundly grateful to everyone who has listened to us this past year, I got nothing else. But
happy holidays. Looking forward to seeing you all in 2019.
Yep.
Yes.
Wonderful odd year.
Wonderful odd year.
Yes, everybody prepare. It's going to be Mueller time in 19, maybe.
It's not an election year.
Yeah. Let's just do it. But all right, on that note, my name is Colleen.
My name is Amanda.
And I'm Shandy.
Peace out, guys. Good times.
Good tidings to you wherever you are.
God bless us, everyone.
She doesn't even believe in God.
I know. I was going to say that.
I do, though. So God bless us, everyone.
May the universe bless us, every one of us.
And may science keep us safe from the flu.
And science, too.
Bye. Yeah, Mother Earth, so you with her blessings.
Yes.
Right.
No one can deny Mother Earth.
To Gaia, goodbye.
Anybody can James Scrooge, and so can you. When you're ready to start, there's room in your heart for love, 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 love. Anybody can grow a Scrooge, and you can too. When you're doing your part, there's room in your heart for love. If you want to live, give freely, and you will find that what you get in trade, my friend, is peace of mind. If you're ready to walk in the sunshine, then open.
place to start. Knicker! Yes! What you're missing is fun, Scrooge, it's sad but true. Walk away from this gloom. There's room in your heart for love, 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 love. Exactly, Beaker! When you're doing your best, you're suddenly blessed with love. If you want to live, give freely, and you will find that what you get in trade, my friend, is peace of mind. If you're ready to walk in the sunshine, then open up your heart. Then open up your pocketbook, it's the perfect place to start. Start dancing, Beaker! Anybody can change Scrooge, and so can you. When you're ready to start, there's room in your heart for love, love, love. When you're ready to start, there's room in your heart for love. When you're ready to start, there's room in your heart for love.